And we don't have to agree with someone to show them kindness and respect. I certainly would like for people to look for the good in me, so I should try to look for the good in others. Welcome, everyone. I'm Jason.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bright Heart Daily Podcast. Today's verse comes from Matthew 22:37 through 39. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself."
So in this verse, Jesus is replying to someone who had asked him what the greatest commandment is. And his response was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And he says the second commandment is just like it. Love others the way you love yourself. This, of course, is about more than just being nice when it's convenient to be nice.
Right.
This kind of love embraces everyone with the same depth of compassion and respect and kindness that we want ourselves.
Yeah, and I really think the hardest part of this is that we're commanded to forgive others who've, you know, wronged us, and that can just be such a challenge. But if we can just make a conscious effort, just slow down for a moment and be intentional about how we view others and really remember that they're made in the image of God, and we're commanded to recognize that and show them the kindness and respect that God shows us.
You know, even just taking a moment to pause what we're doing, to stop our busy life and look at someone and say, "I see you, I hear you, and you are valuable." That sometimes that makes a bigger difference than we realize.
And we can start small. You know, these can be little gestures and a simple smile at someone, or asking, "How's your day?" Taking an interest, right, and connecting. Earlier this week, I was in the grocery store, and I've seen this same young woman who works kind of at the self-checkout area, and she's kind of quiet, and oftentimes just looks like she's trying to get through her shift, just going through the motions. And this time, I asked her, "How are you?" And that changed everything. Her face lit up. She gave me a slight smile and said, "I'm good. How are you?" And she came over. She wanted to make some more chit chat. And by the end, she was smiling and laughing. And I thought, you know, wow, what a nice just little moment to connect with someone.
If we could choose to love others the way that Jesus commands, this is such a powerful way, you know, to be that extension of God's love.
That's right. And when those small acts are added up and multiplied, they can make such a difference. Those acts of love can transform the world.